Right, yeah.
All the observances.
Yes, oh yes.
Did your mother wear
French Abdullah? Oh no, no,
no. No, it wasn't.
My mother.
Fanatished.
No, no, no. Mm-hmm, no.
And was there any objection when the boys were working on Shabbos? We didn't shloka Torahs
or anything like that. Oh, no, no, no objection to that. That's America.
What did your father do?
My father was retired. He was too old, you
when
see.
When you came to America,
I was 62 when I was born.
You were 62.
When I was
born.
Can
I know that?
Yeah, yeah.
So your father was retired already, depending on the children.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The children supported him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you experience any change in health when you came to Pittsburgh?
Oh, no.
No. Where did you go for medical care here, the family?
What do you mean? We had a first cousin that was a doctor, oh. Harry Sigel. It's all
what
in the family.
Name?
Huh?
What's his name?
Harry Sigel. That's yeah. this...
Yes, William's brother.
Yeah.
Oh, so you went to him for any problems.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Did you ever go to any of the clinics or dispensaries
no.
or anything like
no.
that?
No.
And then, of course, you had the medicines right at home because you had the pharmacist in the family.
Yeah.
Which organizations did you join as a youngster? Tell me about the Ikes.
Well, that was the only one that I can recall. We did.
What was the name of your club there at the Ikes?
Oh, Edward Everett Club.
Why?
Oh, there was about eight clubs.
Jewish name.
Well, Edward Everett was one of the great American scholars, and it was called the Edward Everett Club. And then we had debating societies.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember that I was the, let's call it the champ debater of the Edward Everett Club.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben Lenchner was champion of, I think, the Lincoln Club or the Gateway Club. I
mm-hmm.
forget which one. And then we had a debate, one club against the other, the representatives.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a debate on women's suffrage. And Ben Lenchner had the positive and I had the negative and he beat me. And then it was decided by the leaders of the two clubs that we should take the opposite sides and debate again, and he beat me twice. So no wonder he became a judge.
Yeah. So this is really your main club. Did you go in for athletics?
Yeah, but I wasn't good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Ziggy Kahn was much better.
Well, yeah. Did you attend sporting events?
Oh, yes, yes. Like up at Shenley Oval,
mm-hmm.
there was events between the Iron Coffin Settlement and Kingsley House
mm-hmm.
and the Catholic Lyceum,
mm-hmm.
and I would attend those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And basketball games,
yeah,
the coffee
club. But you
did
play, not
for Saturday. Oh, I played basketball.
Well, you weren't in the coffee club.
No, I wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you belong to anything like the Zionist or labor or
no.
socialist or
no.
workman's circle or anything like
no.
that?
No, my brother was an official of the Arbeiterring of the workman's circle. Yeah.
What was his name?
My brother Isidore Elovich. And that was when the Arbeiterring bought half of the cemetery from the Romanians. And my father
mm-hmm.
was in charge of the
mm-hmm.
cemetery because they couldn't meet the notes that they had to pay up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the beginning of the Workingman Circle Cemetery in Millville.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this was a period when there was something like 1,500 members of Workman Circle in Pittsburgh.
I wouldn't know. But it was quite a big thing, and I remember my brother got the Appeal to Reason. And he was a socialist,
mm-hmm.
and I used to read it.
He was considerably
older than
you.
Oh, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Did you belong to charitable organizations?
I
or
did.
Your family, as far as you remember.
Oh, my father belonged to the Zionist organization.
Oh, your father did belong to the
Yes,
Zionist,
and my mother was president of the Romanian Ladies' Aid Society with 500 members.
He belonged to the ZOA?
Yes.
And your mother was president?
Of the Romanian Ladies' Aid Society, and was one of the first to organize the baby home. If you can get to the minutes of the baby home when it was first organized.
Okay, Miss Sally Mazur is sick in the hospital.
Is that so? I know her.
Romanian
well, this
Ladies
precedes
Aid
her.
Society.
Well, it was in existence about...
I've gotten dates ranging from 1913 to 1914 for the baby's home.
Well, I can remember what happened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody died and there was three children left, you
yeah,
know, and what
yeah.
are you going to do with them? And they got together some money and got a widow to take care of the three
this
children.
This was the beginnings of the baby's home.
Baby's home, yes. And it was just in somebody's home. And it was later on, with the aid of Rabbi Ashinsky particularly, that the thing got started in an organized manner, and they had a ball to raise money, and Murray Edlis was like master of ceremonies at that ball.
Was he the son of Adolf Edlis?
That's right. By the way, we were neighbors. They lived at 2033. We lived 2033 Wiley. They lived 2035. Jerome Edlis was my buddy. We were reared together.
He was the MC at the ball to raise money.
That's right. And that was the first money-raising gesture other than membership dues.
Why didn't they use the Guskey Orphanage? You don't know.
Yes, yes. Guskey cannot take children, the same as B'nai B'rith Home in Erie, couldn't take children until they were about 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
And this is babies, up
mm-hmm.
until then. And when the moment they reached 6 or 7, then they went to Guskey.
You know, you're, again, here's another first. You're the first one to explain this. It seems so obvious to people who know this that they don't bother to explain.
One of the reasons that I can do it was that I was on the board of the Erie Orphanage and I knew the rules.
Because many people discuss Baby Home and Guskey Orphanage, and you try and pin it down. Now, one reason I was given was that the Guskey Orphanage wasn't kosher. It was a reason I was given. I don't know whether it's true or not true.
I don't know.
And this is why they wanted to have a kosher Orthodox babies home. And I accept it as the reason, but you're the only one who explained that it didn't take
babies. They weren't
babies.
Equipped.
Of course, this makes sense. That's why it's called babies home, and that's why you needed a babies home. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And your mother was active in this.
Oh, yes. Yes, she was one of the organizers. It was at the same time that she was president of the Romanian Ladies Aid Society.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How long ago did your mother pass away?
16 years ago.
Then you
My father died in 1918.
But she was 30 years his junior.
That's
said.
Right.
Where did you go to have a good time?
Oh, vaudeville.
At the Harris Theater?
Oh, no, no, no. In those days there was a Harris, but there was, what did they call it? Mm-hmm. Davis.
Davis,
the Davis, that was the big thing. And it was Keith Vaudeville, change a bill every week, and
mm-hmm.
you would
mm-hmm.
never miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Camera Phone was 5 cents, movies across the street.
Is that a
lot
like a Nickelodeon?
Yeah, Nickelodeon.
Where
that
was
that? Big. On Fifth Avenue, across from Harry Davis, right below Smithfield Street, between Smithfield and Wood.
When did they introduce the silent movies as opposed to Nickelodeon? Do you remember? Because some
to
people
me, they're
kind
the
of
same
like,
thing. To me, it's the
one
same
was the
thing.
Development of the other.
No,
mm-hmm.
no.
Do you remember the first
thing.
Talkies?
How?
Do you remember the first talkies?
Yes, yes. The first talkie we heard at the Davis, and it was a recording, and it was very poor.
Mm-hmm. No, well, what about the jazz singer?
Well, that was already when I was in Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
We heard that in Youngstown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, where'd you go for a good time? What about dances and things like that? Did you go to dances?
No.
No.
I don't dance to this day.
Well, a lot of people go to dances just to meet fellas and girls, not necessarily men.
No, I didn't.
Did
it
you
was
go with your
fun,
gang?
Fun, at Irene Kaufman Settlement,
with your
you know.
Edward Everett Club and so on.
Oh, yes, yes.
This is
a man by the name
also.
Of Pete Glick was our leader. He was an attorney.
He was the leader of the Edward Everett Club.
That's right.
I have seen his name in a number of places. Was he one of the Road of Schoenkram?
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact,
he was, his parents belonged to... Rabbi Sivitz is the one on Washington Street.
Oh, in other words, he was from the Austro-Hungarian.
No, Lutfak.
Lutfak.
Yeah, but he became a Deutsche Yehuda
mm-hmm.
quick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, this is very interesting because his obituary is in the Pennsylvania room at Carnegie Library. I was going there and I was looking for...
Who, Peter Glick?
Yeah, I was
That's
looking for the obituary of Joseph Zelig Glick.
Yeah,
did you ever read the Volkskrant?
No.
Did your parents read it, you know?
And oh, yeah, they got the forwards.
Not the forwards, the Volksfeind.
No, no, no.
And I was looking for information on the Volksfeind, and she said, are you looking for Peter Glick? And I said, no, Joseph Seligit. So they have his obituary there.
That's right.
Did you have anything to do with the YMCA?
No, no, I was already...
Did you have any connection with any non-Jewish organizations?
No.
What were the local meeting places of the time?
The... Irene Kaufman Settlement when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
and later I was so busy trying to make a living,
mm-hmm.
that outside of going to theater, mm-hmm. and by the way, you took in all the theaters, passing mm-hmm. show mm-hmm. and all the serious mm-hmm. plays mm-hmm. that came.
Mm-hmm. But I'm talking now in terms of local meeting places for other people too, not just yourself, members of your family.
Oh,
the fellows
yes,
that you knew,
yes.
where they went,
the
kinds of places.
Well, it was in homes. And when you visited, the entire family lived in the Pittsburgh area with mm-hmm. the exception of the brothers in Hartford, mm-hmm. you know.
And do you remember any of the restaurants and cafes that people used to go to?
Oh, yes. There was Newell's Cafe.
Can you spell that?
N-E-W-E-L-L-S.
Was
Pittsburgh,
it for drinking
there was
or for
Kramer.
Eating?
That was both.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was Kramer's, which mm-hmm. was a very fine
Are
place
these on
to
the
go.
Hill? Jug, people
no,
are
no.
Down,
downtown.
And
then on Fifth Avenue, of mm-hmm. course, there was Wolfson's, where you went for your corned beef sandwiches
mm-hmm.
and your Coca-Cola, and you'd meet
mm-hmm.
there.
What about Weinstein?
Oscar Levant and so on. Weinstein came much later.
Uh-huh. And do you remember some place called Lou Dean's?
Oh, yes.
Do you know how to spell that? I've seen it
spelled. L-U-D-I-N, then apostrophe S. The best corned beef sandwich, of course, they charge 10 cents.
did they also have a pool hall there?
Yes, yes.
I just wanted to verify
That's
this,
right.
because somebody
That's
mentioned
right.
this.
In Catty Corner from Ravine's was Seldes' drugstore, and the Seldes was the son.
Both of
father,
them?
Father, no.
Gilbert and George.
George, I think it was.
Yeah.
The one that was with New Yorker
yeah,
for years.
Yeah.
And the father, when Alexander Berkman shot Frick, the father was called in for questioning because he was known as an anarchist.
That's interesting. But as far as you know, he didn't have anything to do with it.
No, he was released. He was released. But Corner Robert and Center, there would always be a socialist speaker on Friday night. And the soapbox with two pipes coming up in like a little shelf
and an American
was
flag.
Kept in Seldes' drugstore. He was a rabid socialist.
You said anarchist.
Well, there was not too fine a line
mm-hmm.
between anarchists and socialists in
mm-hmm.
those days.
Mm-hmm. Where was his store?
Corner Robert and Center.
Mm-hmm.
And Lou Dean's was Catty Corner, Robert and Center.
Was Seldes Jewish?
Yes.
He was Jewish.
Yes. Oh, yes.
He's
oh,
not
yes.
strongly identified as Jewish.
Well,
his sons didn't.
He was a non-believer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well,
yes.
he was an anarchist.
Yes.
Because I've read a number of books by his sons.
By the way, Dr. Joel Sisman, that's retired, lived not too far
mm-hmm.
from here. He'd be a good person for you to see. He worked there as a pharmacist before he became a dentist. Dr. Joel Sisman.
S-I-S-M-A-N. Was he born
S-I-2-S-S.
In Europe?
S-I-2-S-S. Two S's, M-A-N.
Was
he was
born
in Europe.
Thank you for your lead. How did you meet people during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
Oh, my, I don't know. You just met them.
Yeah, well, of course, you came as a young child, and this is aimed also at people who came when they were 20, let's
yeah,
say, so
yeah.
not all the questions
yeah.
fit.
Yeah.
Were you friendly with non-Jews?
Not until later.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that means
you know,
later
when
in Coriopolis
and Sharon.
For
the major company, sure. In Coriopolis, mm-hmm. all my friends were non-Jews.
Did any of your first friends, Jewish and non-Jewish, remain lasting friends?
Yes. Yes, Gerald Morrow died a year ago. His father was, his great-great-grandfather was the first mayor of Pittsburgh, and
really?
They were important people.
How did you meet this man?
Well, we were both, I worked for my brother's store on Forbes Street, and they lived on the bluff and dealt at the store, and
mm-hmm.
I got to know
mm-hmm.
him, and
mm-hmm.
we,
besides,
the friendship lasted.
Besides your father, 50, mother, sister, and brothers, did you have other family here in Pittsburgh?
Oh, yes.
Your aunts and uncles, the Seagulls?
That's right, and then the Hermans.
Which Hermans? From the bakery?
No, the Hermans that live on Beacon here.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he might be a splendid fellow for you to see. Attorney.
Abe Herman. I interviewed him.
Did you?
Yeah. He was in the Gateway Club.
Well, he's
but
a first
he
cousin.
He wasn't born in New York.
Wasn't he born in New
no.
York?
Somehow
or other, I labeled him. Was he?
No, the whole family, but he was already born in America.
His
and
father was my uncle.
I interviewed him. I was given the lead by Henrietta Chaffner. He's her uncle.
That's
you related
right.
to her, too?
Yeah.
Oh, boy,
yeah.
boy. Everybody's like. She has given me marvelously. She has a wonderful memory, and she knows everybody who was anybody who did anything.
In fact, the only job my father ever accepted or took when he came from Hartford was to work for Schaffner's making stogies.
Mm-hmm.
But he was too slow,
mm-hmm.
and you got paid by
her, 100. Her father had a stogie.
That's right.
So
on Miller Street.
She was left an orphan or something and had a stepmother. I know she had an unhappy life.
I don't remember
that. To this day, you see somebody there with tremendous abilities who somehow...
See, Abe Perlman's sister married a Schaffner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I was over his house and we talked and he gave me a lot of information. He's the one...
Didn't he tell you about Willie Siddle too?
No, he was the one who gave me all the information on Kamenetsky's Cheder. I mean, blow
the picture. Now, here's a peculiar thing. They went to the Crawford Street Shul where the Hungarians went,
mm-hmm.
and didn't go to the Romanian Shul. Yes,
I hope
Romanian.
It's blocking for you. Yeah. During the first period that you were in Pittsburgh, do you know if your family remained in contact with people in Europe?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, because my father's daughter was there,
mm-hmm.
you see?
Mm-hmm.
And my mother had relatives there,
mm-hmm.
and I remember she used to tear out stories from the Tageblatt that were serials,
mm-hmm.
and then send them to Romania to a relative of hers. I don't remember who it was. But we were in touch with my sister. Later on, my sister came to this country when there was to be a wedding in Hartford.
Mm-hmm.
One of my nieces was getting married, and then she came to Sharon, and was in Sharon for about 2 weeks with my mother and I before I got married, and went back, and she spoke English very correctly.
Did she die under the Nazis? Or?
No.
She died
diabetes, natural death, at the age of about 60.
And did
70.
Your parents lose contact during the First World War or after?
No.
You don't know. They kept up the contact.
Yes.
Do you have relatives in Israel? Did any of the branches go to settle in Israel?
Yes, from her son, my sister, Deborah's son, ended up in Israel and died there.
Mm-hmm.
Natural causes.
Mm-hmm. So there may still be some relatives there.
That's right. Well, my grandparents, by the way, on both sides of the family, went to Yerushalayim
and
died
buried,
there.
And they're buried in...
Yeah.
Well, have you ever been...
Excuse me,
yeah.
I'll be right back.
A citizen.
Oh, yes.
How did you acquire your citizenship?
I had to do it myself because my father never took out his papers.
Mm-hmm.
So when I reached the age of life.
When you were 21, then?
That's right.
When did you first vote?
First election, after that.
And do you remember which party you belonged to?
Democratic Party.
Do you know why?
No.
Were you active in the party?
No.
When did you first meet the person that you married, and how?
In Sharon. I met her, had a date, and fell in love.
Were you introduced by family?
No,
or something?
No, she had applied for a job at the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I hired her. I didn't let her work very long. I married her instead.
Is she American born or European?
Yes, American born.
How old were you?
26.
And she?
21.
Do you remember the marriage date?
Oh, yes. August 21st, 1924.
How long had you known each other?
8 months.
Was she from a Sharon Jewish family?
Yes.
Do you think if you had remained in Europe, your marriage would have been prearranged? In your family, did they?
No, we were too modern for that, just like my sister's marriage,
mm-hmm.
In Europe. She had arranged that herself.
Was your wife's family from Romania?
No, they're from Austria-Hungary somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Did you or your friends or family marry non-Jews, and what was your feeling about this?
Now, how far back are you going?
I don't know how far back. Many people don't even want to answer this question,
well,
so I leave
no,
it to your discretion.
I can answer. My daughter married a non-Jew.
Not Marcia.
No. My oldest daughter, Rosa.
And
that's all. The others are in the fold.
Well, technically by Jewish law, her children are Jews. Did she convert to Christianity?
Yes.
No. What is your feeling about this? If you wish to express it, it's up to you.
I didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. And yet, now when I look back and remember some of the dates that she had with Jewish fellows, and I see what kind of a father her husband has made, I'm very well pleased that fate was kind.
In other words, time has kind of...
That's right.
Okay. Many couples today have trouble getting along with each other. What were your problems of adjustment during the first years of your marriage?
There weren't any problems, just haven't.
Who made the important decisions in your home, if you want?
No, there was no such thing. It was a meeting of minds.
Mm-hmm. Can you compare this to the way it was when you were a child, with your parents?
Yes. I saw my father, who died when he was 82,
mm-hmm.
6 months before, hold hands with my mother, kiss her, and things like that, and bring her coffee to bed. So all I've seen was
mm-hmm.
kindness and amity.
Mm-hmm. Showed great affection for her. So this is unusual, may I say, for that generation.
I think,
even if they felt tremendous love for each other, judging from my parents and their friends, it was a kind of you didn't show.
Oh no. They were modern, let's say, to that extent. And members of the family used to kid them about it. I remember we'd go to Sigel's or wherever we'd go.
When are you going to start
mistreating each other or something?
I accidentally left the question out. With whom you celebrated Pesach Seder? Did you celebrate
yes.
with the Hermans and Siegels, or
oh,
just
no,
within?
No. On our own table, that was.
Mm-hmm. What kind of schooling did your children receive?
You're talking about my children.
Your children.
Well,
I don't know how many children do you have.
Three.
Two girls and one boy.
All college. Two girls and one boy.
Yeah.
All college bred.
Which colleges?
Rosa went to Carnegie Tech, Gramat, later taught dramatics,
mm-hmm.
New York,
mm-hmm.
New School,
mm-hmm.
and Joe went to W&J.
That's Washington Jefferson.
Bachelor of Arts.
Mm-hmm. Is he in the profession or in business?
Oh, no, he's in business, automobile accessories in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcia went to Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Majored in psychology, and that's all.
Did any of them receive Jewish education?
I'll say this. In Sharon, it was limited.
Mm-hmm.
Joe went to Cheder and was confirmed, and of course can read and make brachos and things like that. And the children went to Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
But Sunday school was all that the girls received
mm-hmm.
in Sharon. I don't know that any girls went to Cheder in Sharon.
I mean, just the boys would go to
That's
the rabbi
right.
afterwards.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I think now in Indiana, which I may compare, you know, in the sense of a small Jewish community, they do have after-school Hebrew school where girls attend,
I
too.
I see.
Were there any significant differences between the way you were raised as a child and the way you raised your children?
No, except that my children had it easier, but my father, being retired, let's say due to age, he would get up early in the morning and he'd shine his shoes, so he shined my shoes and bring coffee to my mother in bed. And when I went to public school and to high school, I could find a banana or something in my pocket, and a great deal of kindness and continuous love. I've never known anything else, and maybe that's where I learned a little bit how to treat my children. So I can't say that there was any difference.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We gave them every advantage that we knew of, whether it was going to Europe when they were in school and things like that.
Do you remember any problems in raising your children which might have been due to the fact that you were immigrants? But you weren't an only one.
No, I hardly knew I was an immigrant.
That's right. It actually, to be very frank and very strict, you don't fall within the bounds of this study.
Probably.
Because of the way it was originally set up, you were supposed to be
at least
9 or 10.
Yeah, my father wouldn't have invited me to go see a baseball game at Forbes Field, where I took Joe or
mm-hmm. my children. Yes, yes.
Know.
Well, that kind of difference and in relationship.
And the poem was turned to the sporting page. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, my father mm-hmm. didn't do that.
Well, technically, the way they wanted it, they wanted really, when they set the study up, they wanted, the way it was printed in the newspapers, people who came who were at least 9 years old when they came, so that there would be some comparison in memory. But we have extended it. For instance, Judge Benjamin Lencher was one of the people who was interviewed, and he was only about 6 when he came. Mm-hmm. And I believe Rabbi Friedhoff was interviewed, but he is not within the bounds because he was 40 when he came to Pittsburgh and already an established rabbi. Therefore, he would not. Also, he was born in England, and therefore, it's a difference.
How long have you been in Pittsburgh?
We came to Western Pennsylvania in 1961. I was in Indiana, PA. My husband got a job at Torrance State Hospital, where he's still working.
I see.
And we lived in Indiana for 2 years when my daughter was born. My son was born in Chicago. My husband's an Israeli. And then the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania had a new program called Professional Education Program, for which my husband registered, which sent people through for their PhD on partial salary, paying all tuition. This is something, I don't know if anybody else has anything like it. And at the time, my husband wasn't even a citizen. And I will, well, this doesn't happen.